This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of my millennial Facebook followers wrote how she is tired of seeing old, angry white guys, it's a she, right, run this country, and she agrees that we should have somebody younger. Now, I never said we should have somebody younger. I think I was talking about an article out there that was polling millennials and how they are looking for younger leaders. So, I don't care what your age is, your gender, your race, or creed, or, do a good job. You know, I'm an independent that leans to the right, and I lean to the right if I like your policies. Yeah, I'll lean to the left if I like those policies more. But usually I really like the right policies. I mean, look at what happened with Obamacare. Okay, I mean, I may just, from superstitious standpoint, right, just, never look to the left again. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But I guess in the news over the last couple of days, they were talking about how Joe Biden, former vice president, leads Donald Trump in a hypothetical poll for the 2020 election. This is a new Political Morning Consult poll. They looked at 1,900 registered voters, so I'm assuming they're legal. You know, now that we've come to know that illegal immigrants can vote, but they're registered voters, I guess, or they could register to vote. I guess I'm still baffled by that. But of the 1,900 registered voters polled, 44% said they would vote for Biden in 2020. 37% said they would vote for Trump. Now, some of you will say, "Who cares?" Others will say, well, actually, wait, this is good. This is good. The Democrats don't really have a good front runner. I guess, I don't know, people were flirting with the idea of Oprah running, and that was a big cluster. Then there was some talk a few weeks ago that Hillary might be trying to size up another run, because her political action committee raised some money. So, the Democrats appear to be scrambling for who they're going to use, and what you do is you throw out these little baby polls, and you see what sticks. And because the Oprah thing didn't stick, we don't see that happening. I think somebody was talking about The Rock running, but I thought The Rock was Republican. So I don't know if Dwayne Johnson, I don't know if he would run. I'm not sure. George Clooney, I don't think we've seen polls yet. I don't really see how that would fly. I love, just because it really worked with Ronald Reagan, and I loved, how it did work with Ronald Reagan, actors being in politics don't always work. And let me just say, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Enough said. So now there's a poll, I guess it's a Rasmussen poll, where Donald Trump has hit 50% approval, surging past the numbers that Obama had 8 years ago. And we try to avoid talking about a lot of politics because I know you guys are sick of it, and I'd rather talk about football, but football season hasn't officially started. Well, it's going to start tonight, so pretty soon we can talk about football. But we are in a midterm year, so we are going to be facing a midterm election, so this is pretty big stuff. And, Trump has done a lot for his first year in office. I know a lot of people think, oh my gosh, is he going to be voted out this year? No. He's in office. He's still in office for a while. And I like it. I kind of like what he's doing. I mean, I think he's tough. You take American You keep one of our Americans prisoner, we're going to slap tariffs on you. I mean, we're not going to be nice. You mess with one American, you mess with all of us. I want that coming back. The idea of, you know, make America great again. I know a lot of liberals don't like that phrase. You know, well, America is great. America is awesome. But, you know, people don't fear us. And I want people to fear and respect us. We really kind of lost that. We lost a lot of respect. We lost a lot of respect during the Nixon administration, during the Carter administration, with Clinton and everything that happened there with the cigars and the Oval Office. We started to become more and more of a joke. Now, I understand Donald Trump offers a lot of material to comedians. And, you know, with social media and how viral everything is, you know, I'm sure people of many countries, different countries, get to, you know, see the jokes made, unfortunately, of our current president. So, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get the respect back as people make fun of everybody, you know, in satire. And that's been going on for years. That's happened. But the way you gain that respect and, you know, garner that awe or appreciation for where we stand and what we do is by your actions. And so, you know, if we look strong and we protect our Americans and we let you know, no, you don't mess with us, you're going to insult Mike Pence, we're not coming to the table with you, sorry, until you apologize or give us a reason to change our mind. Make us change our mind. Stupid things that hurt our economy, we're not going to do. So everybody's worried about this government shutdown that may happen because Trump really wants his border wall. And it's like, oh, we can't shut down the government. First of all, when we shut down the government workers, they still get paid. It's paid leave, I think, for most of them. So they're going to get their money on the back end anyway. Number two is Trump has to look strong. This is huge. If Trump doesn't get that border wall, that sends a completely different message to the other countries out there. It's actually in the liberals' best interest to make this wall and to increase our border security. We just talked about in the previous hour the one undocumented immigrant who requires dialysis, and she only gets her dialysis if she is on death's door coming to the hospital. If she tries to do it prior to her crumping, the hospital turns her down because she doesn't have money. And again, you know, who's taking care of these undocumented immigrants? We're going to run out of money ourselves. So, you know, we need to be strong. We need to have a better immigration process. And we need other countries to realize that you can't poop on us. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we need to talk about a few things here. First, remember yesterday we talked about how the school was tying an autistic kid down and had a belt and the desk to which the school tied the autistic child down, had the name on it. And on the other part of the country, there was a Florida nursing home where a demented woman had been gagged with duct tape or quieted with duct tape because the nurses, I guess, couldn't stand to hear her talking and couldn't stand to hear her, I guess, she wouldn't shut up. And this was a 65-year-old woman with dementia, and unfortunately, it resulted in this woman being a victim of elder abuse. And so I'm getting a little frustrated seeing this lack of ability to deal with other people such that we take matters into our own hands. And I'm looking at some of the headlines that we have today. Like, I guess this mom had a kid who ate centipedes, and then the kid ended up developing rat lungworm. And we're going to be talking about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit because that's kind of odd. And there's another article, there's another study on dementia and how moderate drinkers actually do better when it comes to dementia than those who don't drink alcohol at all or those who drink too much. So we got some dementia news. But I'm wondering if we need to have a conversation on how to buck up and how to not be so, I guess, impotent and incompetent when it comes to dealing with somebody that isn't the norm. Also related, but seeming to be unrelated, there was a woman who called the police on an African-American woman who I guess was under an awning near her apartment. And the woman was trying to get out of the rain. And I guess there was a lady who called the police on her. And it's been in the news because she called the police on an African-American woman. So I think I see, if I look at all these stories, whether it's an autistic child, whether it's somebody with dementia getting duct tape, whether it was, you know, calling the police on somebody who's African-American, there's this trend of people not knowing what to do, and when they react, there's a bad outcome. And when they react, this outcome blasts them all over the news, and they're up for either arrest, they're up for lawsuit, or up for public ridicule. Let me tell you about what happened with this woman. There was a Brooklyn woman who called the cops on a black woman who was waiting for Uber in the rain. A woman in Park Slope, Brooklyn, New York, was recorded calling the cops on Darcelle Obregon. So Obregon recorded a video of the woman, posted it to her Facebook page, explained that she had been sheltering from a sudden downpour while waiting for Uber. On Sunday afternoon, I was in Brooklyn walking to the train when a sudden rainstorm began, and I hid in the doorway outside of a random apartment to shield myself from the rain and call an Uber. No more than 3 minutes later, a young woman who lives in the building opened the front door and told me that I cannot stand there and I had to leave. I told her I was not going to move. You know, she was waiting for a ride. It was raining. But she didn't say that. She just said, I'm not going to move. So then the lady proceeded to call the police. In the video, the woman calls the police and can be heard giving a description of Obregon and asks the police to send someone out to her apartment telling them she won't leave. This sounds very similar to what happened at that Starbucks. There's somebody there of African-American race. Somebody on the other side of the counter or in the door asks somebody to leave. They say no, which you have a right to do, but it's private property. You have a right to say no, you have freedom of speech, but they may not have a right because it's private property. So rather than people taking it in matters into their own hands to call the police, it's a cluster all the way around. So you see her talking to the police saying she won't leave. She's standing right here. So when they get there, they'll see her. Absolutely do not know her, and that's why I want her off my private property. The woman adds, telling police she will not give her personal information because Obregon is recording her. Further footage, you can see the woman and having a discussion, and then you see the Uber driver picking her up. And so the video has been viewed over 150,000 times, but this is another example of, I think, society is starting to, I hate using the term fall apart, but is in a little state of chaos here because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to approach topics now and events and instances and things that occur because they're being reactive. So, for example, let's say you were broken into. Let's say you were raped. Let's say somebody that's not supposed to be on your private property is there. So we were taught back in the olden days to ask, you know, sorry, can you leave? And usually that would work. If somebody said no, with no explanation, now the hair on the back of your neck starts to stand up. What are you doing here then? They don't answer. Now, in the olden days, you take matters into your own hands. Now we're taught, no, let the police handle it. So on one end, somebody is thinking that protocol is being followed, and that's the proper protocol. Somebody's there that's not supposed to be there. You have kids, you have somebody you're taking care of, or private property, or you're the landlord, whatever. So you are deputized by whoever to be the person to say, look, you need to leave this property. Somebody refuses, you don't take matters into your own hands, you get the authorities. So that's one protocol that I think we developed over the last few years. On the flip side, you have other people, the other side, going, look, okay, it's obviously raining. I'm not very talkative. I'm obviously sheltering from the rain. If somebody asks me to leave and go and get wet and put myself at risk, I have every right to say no. Does that mean I need to have the police called on me? So, you know, do we need to have more of a discussion of more communication? Like what happened with Starbucks. You have these two gentlemen that come in. They don't order anything. They one asked to go to the bathroom. And so the person by the counter says, well, it's only for paying customers. Do you want to order something? He said, no. Well, if you're not going to order anything, we need to ask you to leave. Now, if he had said, look, the reason I'm not ordering something is because somebody else is coming, and usually they're going to buy, and I really don't want to spend money if I don't have to, and they told us to meet us here, you know, can they use the bathroom in the meantime? Maybe that would have worked. I don't know if that conversation happened. If this woman who was waiting for Uber said, look, you know, I'm just waiting for my Uber. It's raining. I'm so sorry. If I'm disturbing you, it's just I need to find shelter from the rain. And then the woman turns around and says, no, you know, if I was that woman, I'd be like, yeah, I'd start videotaping. But I think there's a lack of communication where one side is not explaining why they're there. If you just say no, and again, we aren't getting the full story, that's going to get people a little concerned. Wait, I asked you to leave. Why are you right here by my door? But if they're like, look, it's raining. Obvious. It's raining. I'm waiting for Uber. Just be a couple minutes. Fine. No big deal. But you have a lot of people on edge. You know, I lived on a street where right next door there were two girls that were raped and killed. Strangled with their bras and raped and whatever. So I don't like people particularly loitering around my property. Having had people break in my house and having been through I do get a little nervous. But, you know, for me, I have, you know, guns and, you know, I'm like, get out. I did. Someone was in my house. I got the shotgun, cocked it. I'm like, get out. I mean, I didn't say that. I said, get the blank out. And it worked. I know you're supposed to call the police. I get that. So for me, I've never called the police on somebody inappropriately because I kind of handled it myself. We're not supposed to do that anymore. You're supposed to call the police. But it looks like not. We're being taught right now that you're not supposed to call the police. If you call the police, you're going to get videotaped calling the police. And that videotape is going to get plastered all over the place. So I think we need to redefine what we're supposed to do to avoid this on both sides. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
USA Radio News.
Firefighters are continuing to battle fires in Northern California, and just 1 month into the budget year, California has already spent more than one quarter of its annual fire budget. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown says this may be the new norm.
Fires are now a more part of our ordinary experience. The predictions that things would get drier and hotter are occurring.
There has been an unconfirmed sighting of missing Iowa jogger Molly Tibbetts in Kearney, Missouri. Police were notified, and the officers conducted a search in the area and spoke with the witnesses and reviewed any potential surveillance video. Tibbetts' mom said she was supposed to be at a wedding in the Dominican Republic this weekend, and the wedding meant the world to her.
I want to get that little girl and Dalton and Blake and Allie on a plane and, you know, go enjoy yourselves in the Dominican. I can't stand that these people are having a wedding and she's supposed to be the maid of honor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So here's the Goldilocks theory again. You can't have too little. You can't have too much. It just has to be just right. So the latest study has come out saying moderate drinking lowers your risk of dementia more than if you don't drink at all. It's better to have, according to this one study, don't quote me and change your whole lifestyle, but they say moderate drinking better for your dementia risk than no alcohol at all. However, if you drink too much alcohol, you're going to get dementia. So this new study looks at 9,000 people over a 23-year period, drawing these robust conclusions between alcohol consumption and dementia risk, being a part of a medical news today.
Now, we're scared to death of dementia. We're scared to death of memory loss. I am. My husband, again, brought something up the other day saying, do you remember when, you know, I had this conversation with my dad? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't really remember. I don't really listen to you and your dad. I mean, I don't even listen to what you say to me because, you know, I'm right and anything you say is wrong anyway. But I sure as hell don't have any recollection of a conversation you had with somebody else. And maybe, and he looked shocked at me like, well, you should have. So I'm always nervous that I'm losing my memory. They say 50 million people worldwide currently live with dementia. And that number is expected to double every two decades, reaching over 130 million by the year 2050. How old will I be in the year 2050? Well, I'm 25 now. I don't know. Oh, man. Gosh, I'm going to be, let's just say I'm going to be on Medicare. And I'll probably have some plastic surgery and a lot of plastic surgery. I'll still have it. Yeah, people will still want me, I'm hoping. All right, 2050, Lord have mercy. Anyway, the United States, 5.7 Americans have thought to have Alzheimer's disease, and experts estimate that by the year 2050, this number will have reached 14 million. Alzheimer's is the number one cause of dementia. So, although, I'm still a little torn on that. I really think it's more vascular dementia. I think these little mini blood clots, or these little mini blood infarcts that you get from your high blood pressure and your cholesterol and blood sugar, that puts you more at risk for dementia. I really think that multivascular dementia, I would think, would be more common than Alzheimer's. That's just me. Just me. I don't think a lot of dementia is diagnosed histologically. I would think maybe microvascular is like the number one cause, but that's just me. All right. I know some people out there were like, who cares, you know, but, you know, some doctors out there were like, well, Dr. Dahl, you may have a point. I always have a point. You know, people don't think I'm that smart. You know, they think because my grammar isn't perfect, you know, because I grew up in a two-language family, and so I don't really, you know how to find my verb and predicate and subject and noun, and I dangle my participles, and I end with prepositions. But, I do know stuff. So anyway, what causes dementia? Well, genetics, age, lack of physical activity, high blood pressure, sleep problems, etc. But there's been this big debate on alcohol. And some people have suggested that alcohol actually protects the brain. Other studies have found, well, excessive alcohol can hurt your brain. And they say most of these studies have looked at only alcohol intake in later life without really accounting for lifetime consumption. So a team of researchers from INSERM, the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research in Paris, France, in collaboration with scientists from University College London in the United Kingdom, decided to look at patterns of alcohol consumption starting from midlife into old age. And they found, and when they looked at 9,000 study participants between the ages of 35 and 55, they looked at the alcohol consumption and the dependence. They did questionnaires, and, you know, I have problems with that because I'm hoping people were honest. And then the researchers looked at their hospital records for dementia and heart disease and diabetes, etc. And what they used as a guideline for moderate, now this is European standards, remember, because they're out of the UK and France, they looked at anything over 14 standard alcoholic units per week as heavy drinking. And we do that too. So if you take a unit as let's say, a glass of wine, a shot, or one beer, anything more than two a day for a man or woman is excessive, okay? More than that, we consider it harmful drinking. They recommend in the U.S. no more than one a day for women, two for men. And the average study looked at 23 years. And during this time, of those 9,000 people, 397 people developed dementia. And they found that those who abstained from alcohol or they drank heavily raised the risk of dementia when compared to light or moderate drinking. Long-term abstinence, they said, was correlated with a higher risk of dementia. They actually found long-term abstinence in those people, there was a higher incidence of cardiometabolic conditions. Now, this is what I want to spend a little time on.
I get asked all the time by you all on my Facebook, on my Twitter, is drinking helpful for the heart? Here's another study looking at long-term abstinence and higher incidence of cardiometabolic conditions. And if heart disease or the risk factors for heart disease also put you at risk for dementia, is alcohol good for the heart and the brain? Well, this study is starting to lean towards that, but why? Why would alcohol help your heart, lower your cholesterol, help your brain? Well, it could be something in the chemical composition. We talked about cholesterol, bad cholesterol and good cholesterol. Cholesterol is made in the liver. It's also made in your muscle, made in the liver. The bad cholesterol has to go out there, the LDL, and do its work because you still need cholesterol. It's not all bad. But the HDL is like the sanitation department, and they pick up the cholesterol that isn't needed, and it brings it back to the liver to get dumped, to get broken down and dumped. So you need a lot of good HDL. If you have a lot of good HDL, that's really protective. It keeps you pretty cleaned up. But if you have more LDL than HDL, and a lot more LDL, you're going to start having more deposition. And we found that alcohol increases HDL in some people. Now, we found that HDL, there's multiple types. So they're still kind of looking at that, and we still have to use caution because alcohol could put you at risk for ulcers, could put you at risk for cancer. Alcohol isn't all that 100%. But we are finding that those who drink moderately may do better heart-wise. Now, let's take a look at what happens socially. When you look at people who drink, like I was in Italy and I was in Europe, and I noticed everybody had wine. I'm not a big wine drinker. We don't really drink a lot of alcohol in my family. And when I saw that they had wine, I noticed they weren't eating quickly. In America, we pound the burger down and, you know, before we even hit the traffic light or before we exit the drive-thru. And in Europe, they relax. They sit there, they either have a smoke, have a drink, they have a little bit of food. They didn't finish their food. With alcohol, it forces you to sit there and sip. Maybe you eat less when you drink. Maybe you eat slower, which helps with metabolism. Maybe you get more full. What if what's happening is people who drink taking less calories, taking less fattening foods, they eat at a proper speed, and that's healthier on the body? Then, all right, let's have some nachos. Since we don't drink margaritas, we'll just have some nachos, you know. All right, oh, here's the nachos. Eat the nachos fast. As opposed to if you're having margaritas and you're sipping drinks, You're slowing down. Yes, alcohol has sugar. Things that you cut the alcohol with or add to it have sugar. So that's not healthy. But I'm wondering if there's a behavioral thing that's doing that. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a woman and her grown son contracted rat lungworm after eating raw centipedes that they bought at a market in China. Scientists with the Southern Medical University in Guangzhou, China, recently wrote in the American Journal of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene that the acantonensis parasite, often known as rat lungworm, was transmitted through an intermediate centipede host. Now, rat lungworm is a parasite that we see in rodents. Infected rodents could pass their larvae through feces. Then snails pick it up, and slugs. Remember that drink in Hawaii caused some people to get rat lungworm? We talked about that last year. But snails and slugs pick up the larvae, or other insects, from rat feces. So humans who eat the undercooked snails or slugs can then get the parasite and then get infected. Now, this parasite is typically found in China and Southeast Asia. It's also been reported in the United States. They say the newly reported research is significant because it suggests that the parasite can be also found in centipedes, just in case those of you are interested in eating centipedes. I'm naive to delicacies in other countries, but I guess in China, it's something that they do. Dr. Lingling Liu of Zhuzheng Hospital in Guangzhou and co-author of the study told MedPage Today that the mother and son attempted to eat the centipede because they thought it would be good for their health. The mom's 78 and the son is 46. Their identities remain anonymous. They were admitted to the hospital a few weeks apart, and both had signs of meningitis. That's an infection that affects the meninges or lining of the brain. That could easily kill you. And the meningitis specialist tested them for lungworm. Lo and behold, they were both infected with the parasite. So they were treated with an antiparasitic drug as well as a steroid. And so to verify that the centipedes were the cause, physicians bought at least 20 of the little multi-legged creepy creatures from the same farmer's market, ran several tests on them, and 7 tested positive for the lungworm larvae. Now, they say it is not uncommon to eat dried centipedes. But eating a raw centipede is something that many people do because they think it'll treat a variety of different ailments. So, Lou told the New York Times that, in my opinion, it would be rude to tell the customer, do not eat them raw. When you do that in that country, it makes the customer feel stupid. But I guess people do need to be told and warned. I'm looking at this centipede. It is scary looking. That's a lot of legs. So it's not an insect because it has like tons of legs. But oh my gosh, I'm going to get nightmares. That's some scary stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So drug-resistant bugs are getting smarter. And they're getting so smart, that we believe they are evolving a resistance to disinfectants and alcohol. Your hand sanitizers and disinfectants that we use in the hospitals have alcohol. And they think these bugs are becoming resistant to alcohol. We're trying to control our superbugs. We're trying to be very fastidious and expeditious and very, shall we say, precise about knocking every single bug out that we have in a hospital so it doesn't turn into a superbug. And if they are outsmarting the components that we're using and the chemicals that we're using, we're in trouble. They say if bacteria can't evade the effects of alcohol, they will evolve the ability to resist antibiotics. So a team at the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity in Melbourne looked at vancomycin-resistant enterococci called Enterococcus faecium. And it's a common hospital nuisance, they say. It's not particularly deadly, but it can make hospitalized patients more sick. Vancomycin is an antibiotic that we use orally many times as well to treat bacterial infections. And I guess they studied and they found that these bacteria were able to survive in some of their alcohol tests. The development of alcohol-tolerant strains of E. faecium has the potential to undermine the effectiveness of alcohol-based disinfectant standard precautions and in part explain why we have an increase in the VRE infection that is now widely reported in hospitals in Europe, Asia, the Americas, and Australia. 23,000 people die in America every year from drug-resistant infections. That number is going to go up. So the Australian team is suggesting that people be careful how we use hand sanitizers. Don't just do squirt, squirt. I mean, really, you know, use soap and water. Wash off your hands really good. Maybe use the sanitizer as a last-ditch effort. Staphylococcus, MRSA, methicillin resistant Staph aureus. Also seems to be on the rise. So they ran a series of experiments, including one in which they took old samples of VRE that was dated back to 1997, plus new samples from 2015, grew them in dishes with diluted alcohol. The new samples, the new bacteria, from almost 20 years later, grew better than the other ones, but they grew in diluted alcohol. Now somebody could say, well, just do the alcohol at this, you know, same concentration as hand sanitizers. They're just trying to see if there's a difference in old bacteria versus new, if new bacteria are evolving. So what does that mean? Well, we still need our hand sanitizers, but we can't do it half-assed. We need to do thorough hand washing with soap and water, use sanitizers appropriately. So what does that mean? Well, don't come in with mud on your hands, or, I don't know, after cleaning the dog poop and do two squirts and think that's going to handle it. If you want to double do, do it after you wash your hands. If you're going to wipe a counter, don't wipe a counter halfway. Look at the streaks. Make sure you covered every aspect of it. Not just a quick wipe, thinking, all right, I got it, I don't have to worry about the ends. No, you have to do the ends as well. Now, we may have to add extra compounds like chlorhexidine. There's a bunch of other compounds that we could add. But for the most part, we need to be careful. These bugs are smart. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A former Marine recruit has filed a lawsuit this week against the food vendor for the Marine Corps boot camp at San Diego, claiming he developed medical complications stemming from an E. coli infection that led to the end of his military career. Vincent Grano, 19 years old, filed a lawsuit against Sodexo, Inc. after he and 29 Marine recruits were hospitalized in October when they were sickened by E. coli at Marine Corps Recruit Depot and Camp Pendleton. According to his lawyers, Grano now suffers from permanent brain and kidney damage due to complications linked to E. coli. Permanent brain and kidney damage. Grano had contracted E. coli, which led him to be diagnosed with hemolytic uremic syndrome. It occurs in about 10% of people who develop after being infected with that. And again, look at that woman who died, went into DIC. This E. coli has very bad toxins that could affect the kidneys, brain, etc. So he goes into kidney failure, seizures, has to ultimately be discharged from the Marines. And Grano was one of the dozens of recruits who were sickened by the E. coli bacteria. 300 recruits have reported falling ill. At least 62 contracted E. coli after eating undercooked ground beef. And then another 120 cases were believed to be linked to the E. coli outbreak. So, Grano's lawyer said the 19-year-old only ate food provided by Sodexo in the 10 days leading up to his E. coli infection. The lawsuit accuses the food company of violating state and local federal regulations and failing to have workers who knew how to properly prepare food. So scary. Our recruits in our military, I mean, everybody deserves to have decent, well-cooked food. I think we have a lot of half-ass going on. We got to cook our food 165 degrees, people. 1-877-DOCDALI.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.